geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados, Mess 5150 from Malicecast here again, season 2, episode 3. We're ready to talk all things nerd, and we have a lot of nerds to talk about. Today we're going to be talking about our nerd icons. Many of you on YouTube, or not YouTube, sorry, many of you on Twitter helped decide who was going to be the people that was going to end up being inducted into our Nerd Icon Hall of Fame for Malice Corp for January. So we'll get into that later. A little bit of nerd news that we'll talk about. And you'll talk about the current nerd fight and where the winner is and who won for Best Beard in 2017 from TV and Film. Before we get into that, I want to introduce who's here on the cast panel with me. If you guys are watching either on Twitch or if you're watching on YouTube, please, please sound off in the chat room and say hello, and we will say hello right back to you and have you join the conversation, because where the real party's at is in the chat room. So you have me, Mess5150. I also have with me some people that are returning and some people we haven't seen in a while, but we have right next to me on the screen, if you're looking at it, Nudie Rudy, who's been gone for a little while. Welcome back, Mr. Nudie Rudy. Say hello. Hit that mute.
Hi, guys. Happy to be back. Yeah, talk to everybody. Yeah. happy to be back and happy to discuss all things nerd with you out there.
Absolutely. Beacon is watching us in the Twitch. We couldn't get all the faces that we want to have on the screen at all times on here. So, Beacon, thank you for watching on Twitch. He says our mom is in the chat room. So, throwing your mama jokes already out there. We also have Igor joining us on the chat. Welcome, Igor.
Say hello. Well caffeinated and raring to go.
Okay. We had some hiccups before we got started here, and I think we've got those hiccups fixed. So, we're going to welcome Super Whovian Freak, our female persuasion, joining us.
Pace. What's going on? It's Friday.
Everything's fantastic. Friday's always a great day. And last but not least, the greatest. We missed him for a week.
I'm okay with being least. That's fine.
Yeah, Vice is Zorro. How are you doing, Zorro?
I'm great, man. I've spent a lot of time binging a lot of nerd stuff lately, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of it to binge right now. So before we get into the main nerd news, just a quick little nerd rant from myself here. If you guys have checked us out for the first time here on YouTube or on Twitch, please, please, please hit that subscribe button. As you may have heard, there's been some changes with YouTube. Partnerships are a little bit harder to come by, and we love doing this. We're going to continue doing this. We love sitting down and chit-chatting with you guys and talking all things nerd with you guys, but we really, really need your help. So make sure to help get us to that 5,000 subscriber mark and watch what we do. Enjoy what we do. Let us know if there's things we can do better. If you have a Twitch account and you haven't signed up to Malice Corp yet over on Twitch, make sure to head over to Twitch and follow Malice Corp on the Twitch channel. It's a free thing to do over there. It helps us out. And you can watch us play video games. So we have a lot of other stuff going on over there that we don't have happen over here on YouTube. So please do that.
I want to figure out some way to Twitch my Kindle account so people can watch me read.
Yeah, as Jack Malice, our producer, said, we need 1,000 subs and 4,000 hours to get partnership now. So it's going to be an endeavor. It's going to be an uphill battle, but we're going to do it. We're going to keep fighting for it. We did exceptional the first year. We aren't even in our first year yet, and I appreciate your guys' support, what you've done so far, what you've shared so far with others. Keep doing it. Keep throwing it out there. Keep getting out there. Tell people about us and come back and enjoy us and have fun with us. So that was the first little quick thing I wanted to throw out. On the major nerd news topics, one really, really quick one. I don't know if any of you guys read DC Comics or anything, but did you hear that there's a new Ra's al Ghul in comics?
No, I didn't. No. But that's pretty awesome.
Well, I'm curious if this is going to transfer into the CW TV shows, because the new Ra's al Ghul is actually Black Canary. Dinah Drake is now the new Ra's al Ghul in the comics. She took over.
The new Black Canary. Okay.
Yeah, the new Black Canary. So, okay.
I was going to. I mean, do you really think that's something Dinah Queen was?
You think that's something that they'll transverse into the TV show at some point on Arrow? It's another storyline that they have now.
Yes, I could see them doing that. I just watched the latest episode. about an hour before we started the cast, and that character is a little. She doesn't seem totally good. She's definitely on the fence in one way or another. I could see her going bad.
Yeah, yeah. I also want to welcome Marley Baugh in the chat. Beth in the chat. Welcome. Ken Johnson in the chat. Welcome, you guys. Sound off on any of the topics that we talk about in there. That was just a little quick thing that I wanted to throw out there. We like to get our comic book news in there every once in a while. Another major, major story. Steven Spielberg, one of the busiest men in Hollywood, has made it official what his next two projects are after he finishes completely with Ready Player One. He is going to jump straight into Indy 5 and get that going. And then he's going to go into a West Side Story remake.
No.
What do we think?
No. When I think of Spielberg, I think of musicals.
Yeah. 1960s Brooklyn knife fighting. And no. No.
Well, even before we get to the West Side Story thing, he said that's Spielberg, his favorite Broadway play. He said that's always been his favorite thing. What do we think about the Indy 5 thing? I know we know this has been coming and stuff, but do we want Spielberg to do another Indy 5? Do we want somebody to take over the reins and see if they can after
no, we want
after
it Crystal to die. Skull? No,
I don't want it to die, but I want it to get better.
Have someone just completely new cast. Indy Jr., the son of Indy that was born in India, you know.
I don't want that because that's what they were trying to establish with Crystal Skull.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, but Shia LaBeouf, Shia LaBeouf.
Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, exactly.
Shia LaBeouf now with the crazy hair and the... That would be actually kind of awesome.
You got to have... I mean, I love Harrison Ford, don't get me wrong, but he can't be in it anymore. Isn't he can't carry it.
Well, he's going to go... It's seeming like he's going to go to all his projects and just let himself die in every single project.
I think that's
a worthy career goal for him.
We've got in the chat room Indiana Jones and the Hunt for a Walker.
Yeah. If it's kind of like if you want to treat Indiana like the new Bond, or it's like the title that you carry now, I could do it.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and Diabetes.
And welcome Teuton Enterprise into the Twitch chat. What's up, bro? Welcome. Come enjoy talking nerd with us. I just
don't see where he could make it interesting. I really don't.
So you think it's just a lost cause. It's not going to happen anymore.
Well, I mean, let's put 30 seconds on the clock and come up with old Indiana Jones titles. You know, Indiana Jones and Palos Springs Retirement Community.
Indiana Jones in the comfortable bed.
And there's our hashtag, guys. Indy 5 titles. Old man Indy. Let's get some of those hashtags out there today. Make sure that you tag Malice Corp into those. But hashtag old man Indy, Indy 5.
Indiana Jones Indiana and paying Jones with a check at the grocery store.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Prunes.
Hey. Our favorite title will be in 2018 Kylo Ren.
Indiana Jones and the plastic covered couch.
Yeah, this time it won't be removing the heart, it'll be removing those gallstones. So, last bit of major news was we were talking earlier in the year about the next Marvel movies that we'd like to see made. And one of them that we brought up, we said won't happen, not going to happen. But they announced it. They're doing a solo Black Widow movie. Any happiness for this?
Nice. Scarlett Johansson?
Yep.
Yeah. Are they awesome. Going to be showing like her origin? Or?
I don't know the exact details. All they said that they're writing the script right now. I'm assuming it would be an origin story. We've got a female director. It's being written by a female. So Jack Schaefer is writing the script. And ScarJo's already said that she's on board for it. She voiced her ideas, what she wanted 2 years ago. So I don't know if any of those are going to come to fruition, but She basically wanted to do an origin story. That's what she said. She's got a rich, really rich origin story. There's a lot of places you can go. You can bring it back to Russia. You can explore the Widow program. So that's what she wants from it. I'm assuming that's the route they're going to take. But
are they gonna- I'd be interested. I mean, we know the basic, you know, bare bones of her backstory with the, you know, I think we've seen flashbacks of like the girls' school and the essentially the movie that Jennifer Lawrence is doing now, Red Sparrow.
Yeah.
Isn't that essentially
Marley says they should have done a solo movie a long time ago or a Black Widow Hawkeye movie in a spy versus spy setup. I don't think that we're going to get that. Yeah. They basically have said that Hawkeye is not going to get his own movie. I mean, did you realize, anybody else catch this in the Avengers trailer that like they show everybody but Hawkeye?
No.
Yeah, good point.
It's like, hey, he's out there somewhere still, guys. He's part of the.
I like Hawkeye too, but I have a weakness for archers, so.
Yeah, well, Beth brings up that it's nice, but that it should have been done 5 years ago, and not after the success of Wonder Woman. About I think getting a female writer and all that type of stuff. Also on the title names for Indy 5, we got Indiana Jones and the Get Off My Lawn.
But as I said, that one has already been done by Clint Eastwood. It was called Gran Torino.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got Indiana Jones and the Lost Jitterbug. So,
and the Twitch channel, we've got the Buying a Seeing Eye dog that they named Indiana.
that they named Indiana. Yeah, Indiana Jones being chased by a huge old instead of a huge round boulder. Yeah. So go to the chat and check out that stuff. Hashtag old man Indy, we've gotten there already. So let's move on. Last thing I want to talk about. Do any of you guys do Amazon Prime?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, that's what I think too. Do you guys pay for the whole year or do you pay for it month by month?
Full year, cheaper. And you're gonna I think you can only on how much stuff you order online, you're gonna make that money back in like the first month.
Right. Yeah, so definitely.
Make sure that if you do use Amazon Prime and you go month by month, if you have that opportunity to go for the full year, go full year. They have announced they're raising their prices by about 20% on their monthly purchase to try and push people towards the full year. So instead of the $10.99 a month, it's going to be $12.99 a month. So big, big news in terms of...
First off, yeah, I didn't even know you could do it month to month, so I can't even be angry.
Honestly, if you order say like 3 things from Amazon, you've already covered your yearly cost in shipping.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, it's definitely worth it. And that's where you get a lot of your geek stuff. And if you want to help us out, you can go to malice-corp.com. Make sure to click on that Amazon link if you're going to order anything. And that does help us out greatly. We don't do this stuff of asking you to send us money or anything like that, but just doing a click somewhere where you're going to be anyways, helps a nerd out, helps a geek out, helps us all out. So please do check that out. You can also go over there and see some articles that came out. We got an article from Masonic Vader that was about the Batman and Bill documentary that came from Hulu. Very great, fantastic article. We also got an article from our own IC Zorro here on the cast talking about the Runaways show from Hulu that you should check out. So if you guys haven't seen those articles, make sure to head over there and check that out. So that's it for the nerd news. Had to run through this stuff. This is
going deep breath.
Going quick and catching up for... I'm going to jump over to our website because we have a nerd fight that happens every 2 weeks.
Oh man, I was so close.
Nerd fight poll. And this one was an interesting one because we were going to be going off of the best beards in TV and film from 2017. If the beard appeared on screen and it was worthy, then it should have been put into the poll. And that's what, oh my god!
I feel like we had about 4 different.
What did you do, Sarah? Who did you talk? What did Super Whovian do? Oh,
no. Tommy Soup Can Sam is not winning right now.
No joke. A site found me. They found me, and they were like, "Hey, what is this that you're doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's, you know, this thing that we got with the friends going." And they were like, "Oh, no. They're like, "We got you, girl.
We're gonna do this. To everybody that puts the work and effort into growing a fantastic, amazing beard.
I know.
To be fair, fake as it was a hugely hilarious beard. In fact, it was a beard and a half, which was a callback to a previous beard.
Yeah,
I know. I feel let down by my beard brothers all over because
there's no way this one person back on the Facebook. Literally, he's like, dude, everyone else needs to be disqualified from that. And I was like, why do you say that? You know, and they're like, everyone spent 2016 to grow that beard. And then they just had it for 2017. He's like, but that guy made it appear in 2017 and then it was gone, disappeared. Boom. He's like, it's the only true beard of 2017. They're passionate guys, psych fans.
Fake beard apologetics. Okay.
Oh.
Maybe a little crazy, but it was pretty funny.
So, yeah, there's no chance that anybody's going to catch up to this, I don't think. We have until midnight. You guys can hit on the link in the description to go and vote if you haven't voted. This is going to pain me to read off the people that were in the running and see that this is the winner. So, we had Skywalker from Last Jedi, Mr. Mark Hamill.
He was meant to sacrifice himself.
We had Jim Carrey from the Jim and Andy documentary, Ego, Kurt Russell's character from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Jason Momoa playing Arthur Curry, Aquaman from Justice League.
So close.
Logan, Hugh Jackman, Tormund Giantsbane, Christopher Hivju from Game of Thrones, and then Sean Spencer in his soup can, Sam, fake beard.
Very good.
Yeah, so Luke came in last with four votes. Logan had five. Jim got 12. Pretty good draw for Jim. Ego.
I feel like just not enough people saw that movie.
Yeah, I think so.
It was a great movie.
Ego got 24 votes. Kurt Russell is just a master of beard. If you go and look at all his old films and stuff like that, he has made facial hair growth thing going on.
I think if we would have gone with the one from Django Unchained, he would have won.
I would have gone with Hateful Eight. His that mustache that's what I meant.
It was Tarantino. Yeah.
So. Aquaman, Jason Momoa, 30 votes. Tormund Giantsbane, 34. And Giantsbane looked like he had taken a clear lead. Everybody else was around 26, I think, earlier today. Sean Spencer, 50 votes. I'm ashamed.
They came out of nowhere. Literally, like,
you don't 40 screw minutes with before Super the Hibbing. Cast,
they were just like, we got this.
You don't
so that's why you're
having social media connections.
I get you.
No, not just a fake beard is winning, Robert. It looks like a fake beard is going to win. Robert, welcome to the chat.
Now we know why Super had all those technical issues. It was so that the psych fans could vote up Soup Can Sam.
That extra 15 minutes to vote. That's the truth. Who comes out?
Yeah, she had 20 different browsers on her computer that she was going and voting. Oh, I tell you, somebody just found out about it.
I did post it like once they found me. I did post it like four times. I'm not gonna lie, but
okay. Well, here's the
I really
thing.
Didn't think
this
it would
goes until
like
midnight.
That.
So if you guys can find
Dirty Pool,
Dig up somebody to go vote. I mean, everybody vote for Tormund. He's not even my vote. He's the chat room's vote. But go do something.
And I'd be the closest behind Aquaman, but
I can't have a fake beard win, man. This is
help a ginger out, people.
At least we didn't make a bad on the fake beard one. We all had to shave our beards and that would have been terrible. So
I got my shirt there though. What does it say? Here on my shirt. Who done it?
Come on, son.
Yeah. Let's move on. We'll get into what the next nerd fight will be later. Let's talk about nerd icons. That's what we're really here for. Put your thumb down. So every month we inaugurate a new nerd icon into our basically Hall of Fame for all things nerd over here on Malice Corp. And we go based off of birthdays, when birthdays happened in the month, to choose who we think is in the running. What we've done, what we've done the last couple months is we've actually put a few up for the nomination as opposed to just choosing one. And we let everybody on Twitter go have a heyday with it and vote for who the actual winner is. I wanted on Twitter, there was over 600 votes on who we had in it. I do want to thank a few names really quick. So Rippin Ace, Uganda Butts, Kathari 2156039 4, Tina JP of Gwynedd, Nadine Pineda 2, Promo Ted Tweets 3, Clef Hinton, It's Brandon, Dormouse Girl, Lucy Fowler 101, Ayana Mikaela, Boho Witch, Blast All Smoke, FT Lindy, Sam Denman 7, Wed Pick Hangover, Dalton underscore Jules, Fanny Hudson 01, Matt Rowe, Darth Argentus 19, Trout Mask Replica, Mecky underscore K, Joseph King 6, H4 Power, Dolan Spiritual, Addy Chess 1, and Esther 122002. Thank you, all you wonderful, amazing people. You all retweeted or liked the tweet that went out and got more people to see it and get involved with it and have some fun with it. So thank you so much for that. We sent out a tweet to you guys letting you know that we were going to send mention you in the podcast today to thank you. So that's me routing off all that stuff. But yeah, you guys helped vote on it. The people that we had in the running was the great turning 96 this month, Betty White. Because I mean,
Lord,
if you're gonna talk icons, jeez, icons live that forever.
Man, I want to be her when I grow up. We should all want to be Betty White when we.
Well, you got to realize one of the roles that she's most popular and most known for is being Rose on Golden Girls. That was like 30 years ago, and she was 66.
I know.
Yeah, and it's sad that she originally was starting to work towards radio because she didn't have a face for television, is what they told her when she was younger, and she actually became a model and stuff. So, yeah, she's definitely a woman of many.
I've seen pictures of young Betty White. I would.
Yeah, she looks amazing. So,
oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was one of our icons. The other ones that we had in the vote, another female persuasion, we had Lauren Cohen from The Walking Dead. She plays Maggie. She's Bruce Wayne's dad in Batman versus
She's
Superman.
Bruce Wayne's dad.
It's Bruce Wayne's mom. No.
What a twist.
Bruce Wayne's mom in Batman versus Superman. She was on Supernatural. She does one of the voices on Archer. She's done voice work for video games, Command & Conquer. Really, really steeped into nerd icon status. So we definitely wanted to have her.
Let's not forget Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj.
Yep, absolutely.
Didn't she do a really awful scary movie about like a doll that followed her around a house?
I don't know. I don't have to look into that. Also, we have David Bowie.
The man who sold the world.
The great musician. And he was the Goblin King, for God's sakes, guys. He's... and on top of that, he played Tesla in a movie in The Prestige, which is a fantastic underrated film. But
it's a fantastic film, yeah.
But yeah, he played Nikolai Tesla. I was talking to Beacon, who's a huge Tesla fan, and when I told him about that, he was like, "I didn't even know. I didn't realize that. I love that movie." I was like, "Yeah, David Bowie played Tesla." So
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, go back and watch it. He's only got 20 minutes of screen time in there, but it's fantastic. It's David.
Check it out.
It's he can't not be fantastic.
And let's not forget his epic judging of the walk off between Hansel and Derek Zoolander.
What about the video that he did with Mick Jagger? Wasn't where they were like dancing down the street? God, where it looks like
dancing the street. Yeah. Yeah, that
was it. Dancing in the Street. Yeah.
It was Dancing in the Street. They redid that song. God, that
I actually caught his Christmas special with Bing Crosby this year. That was actually pretty cool.
That's a classic.
I will always remember fondly the epic cod piece on the Goblin King.
I was going to say, that's wrong Christmas special.
Yeah, we've got in the chat room, Beacon mentioning off again, Prestige is amazing. Jack saying David Bowie was a god. Beacon's now talking about Prestige. Great payoff at the end. Yeah. So
just, I mean, and some talk about the whole character he created of Ziggy Stardust was, I mean, that wasn't even for a film. That was just as a recording artist and as a performer. Guy was amazing.
Rob says Betty White was great in the movie Lake Placid. I completely forgot that she was in that movie.
I think she was what sold that movie.
And now we've got Marley giving us lyric quotes. Dance Magic, Oh You Pretty Thing.
Yeah. China Girl. Love China Girl.
And there's some fantastic conversation going on in both chats. So yeah, you guys should really be here live. It's hard for me to bounce back and forth. Really repeat. Yeah. Things that you can buy on Amazon. Things that they should give you for the price increase. Ba-dum-bum. And then our final in terms of votes for who would be the nerd icon was James Earl Jones, the only voice that actually rivals Morgan Freeman for doing voice work, period. He is Darth Vader. He is Mufasa. He is See, also the voice
interesting question.
That says, this is CNN. So
that's an interesting question. Does the later generations not hear the Imperial March as soon as they think of his voice? Do they hear, I'm gonna be a mighty king? I wonder.
That's not even younger generations, dude. I watched that when I was like 12. Lion King was the jam.
Lion King is amazing.
I've watched most of the
Disney movies. And let's not forget, The Sandlot.
Mm. Yeah. So here's an interesting tidbit about James Earl Jones. He hates baseball. Even though he's been in multiple baseball-themed films.
How do you hate baseball? I get not being interested in it, but how do you hate it?
He apparently hates baseball, which is, I think, is going to be a little dagger in the heart of
good old Jack Mellis, yeah.
Yeah. And Beacon's going to watch The Greatest Showman. Oh, and Jack just said, okay, Jones is now dead to me. Marley says, I also hear him as the Admiral in Hunt for Red October. So,
ooh, very nice. Good call out. Yeah, you know, my favorite cameo for James Earl Jones was when he was in The Big Bang Theory and him and Sheldon went up and played Ding Dong Ditch with
that was fun.
Carrie Fisher. That was hilarious.
Yeah. He's been in so many great films. I mean, Ken brought up in the chat room, he was good in Coming to America. There's a lot of roles that he passed up, too, that he was going to be
King Jeffy became Joffrey.
Iconic. So James Earl Jones is
a puddle of diseased rhinoceros pizzle.
So that was who we had on the votes for Nerd Icon. We also have our historic Nerd Icon, the person that is going to get a Nerd Icon vote from us no matter what. That will be our historic Nerd Icon. This year's January historic Nerd Icon is Tolkien, J.A.R. Tolkien. You may know him as a little bit of a author, wrote a couple books, nothing massive.
Just a couple.
Just a couple
short small books.
Nothing that inspired a massive film franchise or anything.
Yeah, well, no,
I thought he was just a World War I soldier that, you know, occasionally hung out with C.S. Lewis.
Yeah, Jack brings up, he's kind of a big deal. If you guys can't tell by the shirt that I'm wearing, this is actually an SDCC exclusive shirt. It is the scales of the dragon, and there is the one spot missing where the spear would go, the arrow.
I don't know if it's my screen, but I cannot see that.
I know, it's not. It's very, it looks like it's, yeah. So, really cool shirt. I liked it. So, I had to wear something Tolkien. But amongst these nerd icons, I want to go through this little chat really quick amongst the five of us. We'll start with Nerd Rudy since we haven't had him on very much. But who really speaks volumes to you of the nerd icons that we had part of this month? And you know, how is that important to you in terms of your culture and just getting into geekery?
Well, I think I've got to go with Bowie. He's amazing. I loved him in Labyrinth, as I mentioned earlier. And, you know, music is my soul, my heart. And Bowie is an amazing musician and had such a long and storied music career. And he was just so multi-talented, and he's affected all of our lives in so many ways. And I think you got to give props to a man for that much cultural impact.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, a ton of cultural impact. How about you, Igor? Who's who would speak the most to you?
Definitely going to go for Tolkien, and I don't mean just for how far-reaching his Lord of the Rings and Hobbit have been, but I mean, man, there's a guy who sat down to write a fantasy story, but decided, no, I need to figure out the entire history of the world first. I need to make sure there's the language.
The Silmarillion.
Oh, and all the music. Okay, mm-hmm. All the music. Here are the notes. You know, here's the actual tablature for all of the music. Yeah. Just for good measure. And
didn't he do most of that well in Foxholes?
A lot of it. But yeah, he was actually came up with an epic fantasy story about a golden retriever for his son. Imagine Lord of the Rings style, but with
dreaming to the hilltops for Bowie.
Was it Air Bud?
Rover Random. A bit close. Very close.
Air Bud is just a terrible film.
Man had brains and man had class and he had creativity. So,
oh my God, the chat.
I have to give him props even before we get to the cultural impact.
We can't talk about what's going on in the chat room, but it's something else. So
we want to stay on YouTube. Enjoy yourselves, chat. We'll be here in
Super. Who of the nerd icons speaks to you? Who's your
Bowie? I've probably listened to and respected the most, but my earliest memories is definitely of Betty White. Definitely watching Golden Girls on trips up to see my grandma, mm-hmm. and with my dad. Even with my mom before she passed away. You know, just all of us getting together and watching Golden Girls. And I remember seeing Betty White as a kid and I wanted to be Rose, even though I didn't understand that Rose was the uncool one. You know, she had a vitality around her that, you know, came across on the screen. And every role that she plays, it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. We talked about Lake Placid. I mean, that was a ridiculous role. Woman let crocodile ate her toes, you know, but she embraced it and it was who she was. You know, every movie she does with Sandra Bullock in The Proposal, dancing around the dang campfire. She's what, 83 years old, and she's dancing around like she's a 20-year-old, you know, singing to the spirit gods. And that's what we all want to be when we're in our 80s.
Well, and that's the thing, is she clearly just has fun with what she does. They mentioned what her whole diet is, what she eats on the set of, what is it, Hot in Cleveland or whatever like that. All she eats all day, red vines, hot dogs, french fries, and Diet Coke. So she's had a fun life, and
so I'm doing it right.
Yeah, exactly. we have some dog names in the chat. Cujo, Old Yeller, Benji. Is everybody guessing for
Rin-tin-tin?
Yeah. but yeah, Betty White. Here's the funny thing. So when she went to Golden Girls, when the role that she actually audition for was Blanche. She wasn't.
No.
Yeah. Really?
Could you see Betty
White? Rue McClanahan? No.
No.
Why do I know that? Rue McClanahan played Blanche. Yeah.
It would have been a definitely different dynamic to the show if Betty wasn't Rose. So, yeah, we're talking old 80s TV shows right now, folks. This is nothing gets nerdier and geekier than this. Welcome to the chat to talk about the Golden Girls.
Rue McClanahan, yeah. Estelle Getty, Betty White, and who was the fourth?
B. Arthur.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
B. Arthur.
But
I loved B. Arthur, too.
Join us in the chat. Talk to us because you got a friend in me. No, that's not. That's wrong. That's Toy Story.
What's his name?
Well, we changed centuries there.
What's the freaking friend song from?
Thank you for being a friend.
Yes, thank you for being a friend and joining in the chat room and talking with us and nerding out with us.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
No, we're not going down that road. But thank you for being a friend.
There's the cardigan.
if
I just changed out of it and into this.
And Estelle Getty was the youngest of all of them. She had to wear a wig to make her look older.
That's what's crazy.
So, and she played the oldest one. So, yeah, come to Malice Cast. We'll talk Golden Girls. Next week, we're going to talk Matlock. And then after that, we'll talk Columbo. And
and then fish.
Throw in some bass and maybe some...
Ever since I was 11 when Golden Girls aired.
I think I'm the only one that hasn't defended one of these folks yet or called one out yet. I honestly, on the Twitter poll, I voted for Lauren Cohan, not because I thought she deserved it, but I just kind of threw her a pity vote. But I mean, she's had a pretty major impact over the last few years, especially on Walking Dead. She's a fantastic actress, really bringing that character to life. And you know, I just wanted to make sure she got some votes.
Yeah. I actually voted for her too in the poll, so don't feel bad.
And you know what? When she's going against those three other major icons, it's hard to take them down. So I think as years go on, she will be in that actual list of an icon after you look at all the things that she's done. And
I don't think she's Jack done enough yet.
Talking about Golden Girls, is this old man Indy's favorite shows? Which, to the response, yes, yes, Indiana Jones and the Golden Girls idol would be the next film.
Nice.
That's
nice.
And then they're talking about her playing Betty on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which she actually got nominated for 2 Emmys on that. So she was nominated for an Emmy the first time that females ever got nominated for Emmys in their respective roles. So that's really cool. She was the oldest person to be nominated for a Golden Globe. That's awesome. I mean, she really is an icon in all factors of the sense. So what we use
Indiana Jones and forgetting to turn off your left turn signal.
Indiana Jones and I forgot my landing gear. That's too realistic. sorry. So what we like to usually do here, let's talk about first the Nerd Icon, the winner of the Nerd Icon poll on Twitter. As Jack said, he was a god. He was amazing. Rest in peace. He is always in our hearts, and he will always be a historical pop icon as well. Mr. David Bowie is our Nerd Icon for January 2018. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and well ahead of his time in progressive thinking as well. Like, he just did not care what people thought. He was who he was, and he was going to be that, and it was, you deal with it.
A true, true, true artisan. What we like to close the show up with whenever we're doing the Nerd Icons is a little game that we call Who Am I? It's facts about the people, the respective people that were Nerd Icons, and each person gives their vote off of the facts and trivia on who they think actually it is, and then we'll get a winner. Usually what we tried doing last time was we actually had a punishment where somebody had to do a disgusting shot. I was a little nice to everybody this time since we were bringing some people back and said that you weren't going to have to do it this time. But if you guys like seeing that, if that makes you happy and enjoyable to watch these people cringe when they have to drink hot sauce or mustard or I'm afraid what new...
If you'd like to watch us sweat for getting answered wrong.
for a disgusting shot. But if you want to see people get punished for not knowing their nerd trivia, then please leave a comment in the comment section on YouTube letting us know if you'd like to see the punishments come back, and we will bring them back. Or let us know in the comments on Twitch if you'd like to see these fine folks just have to taste something disgusting.
I'm not worried about it. I don't think I've ever actually lost one of these. So.
Yeah. Well, we're changing up the people that are here. So your choices of people that you have, because usually we do 3 nerd icons last time. We have 5, so now it gives it an even bigger chance of you have, like I said, David Bowie. We have James Earl Jones. We have Betty White, Lauren Cohen, and J.R.R. Tolkien. So I'm going to state off a fact, and you guys are going to tell me, and we'll start with Mr. Zorro first, since he says that he never loses these. So we'll let him get the first
undefeated champion. undefeated.
You can hear me as I'm bustling with my notes, my paperwork. So let's start with our first one. Started playing saxophone at 12 years old, Mr. Zorro.
James Earl Jones.
Okay. And let's jump to the next person that I see on my screen. Super.
Saxophone.
12 years old.
Yeah, I'd have to go James Earl
Jones. Okay, that's just the moonlock. 2-2 James Earl Jones. Igor.
I'm going to be really creative and say Bowie.
Okay. And Nudie Rudy. Oh, that was a noise. Nudie Rudy, who do you think it is?
I'm going to have to go with the musician and say Bowie as well.
Okay, so first points are for Igor and Nudie Rudy. Bowie started playing saxophone at 12 years old. So he was a musician even when he was fairly young.
How about a sax guy.
Huh?
Yeah. I said I just don't see him as a sax guy.
I'm a sax man.
Careful on the enunciation there.
Yeah. And we have some more interesting stuff going on.
All I'm picturing is the SNL skit with the sexy sax guy busting through the wall everywhere.
Ken thought that it was Betty White on the sax. No, she was not. So, and Ken says that you guys should be finished and punished in future casts. So, yeah.
Finish them.
Okay. So, Igor and Mike have a point. Igor dropped out of that, so I don't think he knew that he got a point. So. moving on to the next one. Was a color commentator for the Rose Parade. We'll start with... Since you got the first one right, Igor.
Color commentator for the Rose Parade. James Earl Jones.
Okay. And moving over to the next person that got it right, Mr. Nudie Rudy.
I'll go for the most colorful character of the crew as a color commentator, Ms. Betty White.
Okay. See Zorro.
Betty White.
And Super.
Yeah, I have to go Betty White too.
So
Rose does Rose?
Yeah, knew it's exactly what it was. She was a color commentator for the Rose Parade, Betty White, for 10 years. They actually took her off of it because of her notoriety and being able to be noticed from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which was over on CBS, where she wasn't commentating. So they didn't want to... give more business over there. So she actually afterwards she was very upset because that was her parade in her mind. And she became a commentator for the Macy's Day Parade after that on NBC. So, but yeah, so Nudie Rudy's in the lead with 2 points and everybody else has one. Moving on to our next person, let's go met their spouse on a game show.
Ooh,
Nudie, you are in the lead, so you get the first crack at this one to keep your lead.
I guess I'll go with Lauren Cohen. I don't know.
And we'll move back over to Zorro since the rest of you are
going Betty White again. Okay. I know she did a lot of game shows in like the 80s, I think.
And then Super?
It's a toss-up for me between the two elder statesmen, but I think I'd have to go Betty White, too, because I'm thinking back, I don't remember James Earl Jones being on game shows, and Lauren Cohen, I don't believe, made her breakthrough doing game shows, so I have to go Betty White.
Igor?
Betty White, because I don't remember anybody doing game shows other than I know Tolkien definitely.
We're all tied up. Beth was on top of it in the chat room. If you guys were watching, I hope you weren't and cheating. She said it was Alan Ludin. Ken said James Earl Jones, so he was wrong. But it was Alan Ludin. And the really cool thing about this, Alan passed away in 1981, but both Betty's and Alan's stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame are right next to each other.
Nice.
So
awesome.
And you know, Bowie was not necessarily married, but he was with Iman, who was a model for like ever. So
yeah, well, they actually got married. So
did they? Okay.
All stuff. They got married at one point. Yeah. All right. Bit by a baboon spider as a child. You guys are all tied up. I'm going to go to Super. Let her have the first chat crack at this one.
Tolkien on that one.
Okay.
That seems weird. Happened.
Igor?
I don't think I ever want to hear the two statements. He was bit by a baboon spider as a child, and you guys are all tied up back to back. And yeah. I want to say, yeah, I think even compared to Bowie, I think Tolkien traveled farther. I think it was Tolkien.
Okay, how about you, Nudie Rudy?
I'll have to go with Tolkien.
And Zorro.
I mean, I could make the smart play and guess something else because then I'd be in the lead. But being bit by a baboon spider seems like a really old timey thing. So I'm gonna go with Tolkien.
You guys are all correct. It was Tolkien. They actually thought that because of the case of being bit, that he held regrets towards it and anger, and hence the writing of Shelob and other things. And he said he didn't remember the incident at all, but that's what everybody just attributed, was that he did remember it.
But he got sick every year on the anniversary.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to ask chat a quick favor. Chat, please, some of you look up what a baboon spider looks like and then type exactly what your opinion is. I want to hear your thoughts on what they look like.
I think I said bamboo spider.
Yeah, you did say baboon, like the ape.
Apparently they're talking about my phrasing. They said, "Wow, Mess made that." The great thing about this was Alan passed away. I didn't say that. I said, the great thing is that they have the stars next to each other on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
A baboon spider is a lot more interesting than a bamboo spider, but I still want to know. Please tell us your reactions.
Just picturing a spider with a big red ass and fangs.
That's what I'm assuming as well.
Are the fangs on the
ass? Maybe the spider tarantula throws its excrement at people.
No, that'd be a capuchin spider.
let's move on.
Monkey spider, so spider.
How about is an EGOT? Do you guys know what an EGOT is?
Yes.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Yes.
Boom. So that is a most. It's not a lot of people that are there, so this is a huge thing if you're an EGOT. Let's see, you guys are all tied up, so we're gonna go to Igor for the first pick.
David Bowie.
Okay. And they just noticed you moved out of the closet. Welcome, Igor. Because you're.
Oh no.
Super, you get to go with the second choice.
Like I said.
I know. I'm thinking. Well, it's definitely not Tolkien.
And they're saying the king baboon spider is big and ugly.
I'd have to go Bowie too. The only other option would be Betty White. I don't believe Betty White ever got a Tony, so.
Okay. How about you, Zorro?
Yeah, EGOTs are invariably musicians. So I got to go with Bowie.
Okay, and Mr. Nudie Rudy.
I'm going to try and buck the system and go with Betty White.
You are all wrong. James Earl Jones is actually an EGOT.
That was my second choice, Dave.
Which I thought was amazing. He's only one of 14 people. Bowie's not. So I think it's Oscar that's going to keep Bowie out. So,
that's right. He never did win an Oscar. That's right.
I was this close to picking him.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool. I didn't know that James Earl Jones was an EGOT. So
he had a Grammy. What the heck did he win a Grammy for?
Probably, I'm assuming, maybe I'm something that was
Lion one of his
Barry White cover album.
Could have been that. Could have been something from a Tony. Something that he won a Tony from a recording.
Did he have any part in writing any of the Lion King stuff, or was that all Elton John and Tim Rice?
No, that was all. That was all them. So. Let's see. Awarded the Hollywood Star in 1997. You guys are all still tied, so we'll go to Super first.
Hollywood Star, 1997. That was right after the big success of The Lion King. I have to go with James Earl Jones.
Okay. And Igor?
I have no idea what that is.
Do you know what the Hollywood Star is?
Walk of Fame.
Walk of Fame.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I was trying to think awards shows. Which one is that? This one. 1997, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Betty White had hit it really big, like widespread, like really widespread like she is now at that point. I'm going to go with James Earl Jones because, again, okay. It definitely wasn't Tolkien.
Nudie?
Oh, poor Tolkien.
I'm going to say Bowie.
Okay.
He was my second guess.
And Zora.
I'm with Nudie here. I'm going Bowie.
It was
Bowie. I think the timing's right.
Yeah, it was Bowie. So you guys take the lead. Betty got hers in 1988. Here's the crazy thing. James Earl Jones does not have a Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Shame on Hollywood. Shame on them both.
He's an EGOT and he has no star.
Jerry Springer has a star.
Yeah. So
Donald Trump has a star. All right. That's all I'm saying.
I looked this up to make sure that they didn't get the star the same years or anything like that. And he is on the list of celebrities that should have stars. And
I am
absolutely shocked. And that just goes back to the thing of how you have to have somebody sponsor you and da da da. And this is ridiculous because there's certain people that just.
I thought for sure the Lion King would have given it to him.
Lion King being part of Star Wars, being like I said, being an EGOT alone should give you a star. And welcome back.
I went to hit the mute button because I was going to curse and I accidentally hit the hang up button.
Yeah. We're going to do three more to keep this interesting. And then we'll be done with the cast for today. If you guys are liking what you're seeing here, make sure that you follow us on Twitch. If you haven't followed us before, twitch.tv/MaliceCorp. It's in the description below. Please, please, please help us out there. We need 29, 28 people to come follow us and have fun with us over on Twitch and also have fun with us here on YouTube. And and then go to malice-corp.com and hit that link for Amazon. That helps us out as well. So we can do this stuff and we can get better and we can make ourselves look and sound better for you. So born in Pennsylvania, you two are in the lead. I'm going to go with Zorro first.
Tolkien was British. I'm going James Earl Jones.
Okay. Nudie.
No, I want to change it.
Betty White.
Super.
You said born in Pennsylvania?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Betty White.
And Igor.
I'm looking.
Lauren Cohen.
That is the answer, is Lauren Cohen.
That's what I wanted to change. Wow. Yes. I know she was raised. She was raised partially in Britain, but she was born in Pennsylvania.
She was born in Pennsylvania, and then she moved to New Jersey, and then later she moved to the UK. So she's actually a resident of America and the United Kingdom. She's an actual citizen of both. But she has a British accent because of the time spent in the United Kingdom, which
for the new nerd fight now, sir, I believe.
Yeah. So, so now we have a three-way tie between Igor, Zorro, and Nudie Rudy. With
worst three-way ever.
Don't make me get my baboon's butter.
With two left to go. So death was announced during live broadcast.
I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Death was announced during a live broadcast of an NBA playoff game. So I'm gonna go with Igor since he just came up into the tie of the lead. You get to go first.
David Bowie.
Okay. And Nudie Rudy. They think you're cheating, Super.
Let's go, Bowie. If anybody gets this wrong, come on.
would you say Nudie?
Bowie, why not? Okay. And I think we need a new Zorro? Nerd fight soon.
Zorro?
It's gotta be Bowie.
Okay, and Super?
Yeah, I think it's Bowie.
It was James Earl Jones. I know he's not dead, but they mixed him up with James Earl Ray, who assassinated MLK. So that's why they.
Okay, because I was going to say everybody else is still alive except for Tolkien, and I'm pretty sure basketball fans didn't care.
Ones? I'm going to throw you easy ones to choose on. There's curveballs here. This is for the win. So the three of you have to go different. So let's see. What do we want to go on this one? Let's go with, is an alto mezzo soprano. And we're going to go with Zorro first.
Lauren Cohan.
Okay. Super. You can't win.
I'm going with Lauren Cohan.
And Igor?
James Earl Jones.
And Nudie.
Betty White. Somebody's going to win.
We'll give it to Zorro. Yeah. Zorro got the win. It is Lauren Cohan. She actually is, which is kind of cool to see that she's a singer as well. So some cool, neat little facts. There was a lot more stuff that I found as well. But generally what would happen is the other three that lose would have to drink something disgusting. And if you guys want to see that happen, yeah. But they do still think that you're cheating, Super.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
No. Wouldn't she cheat to win?
Do we want to do the
right? Yeah, if I was cheating, I win.
Yeah, she cheated to tie with everybody else except for Zorro. I was thinking we skip the nerd fight this week. It's a good just timing wise. So next week's going to be pretty epic. We're doing the epic Beardos next week. So that's very going true. To be the best in film, TV, pop culture, and geekdom from the Malice Cast crew in terms of what we thought was the best stuff. And come back and geek out with us on that. Best comic book movie, best video game, best just anything, lifetime achievement, all that type of stuff. So, and if it continues the way it has, if you guys haven't told other people to go vote for somebody besides Sean Spencer, his fake beard will be superimposed on all the winners next week.
But you know what? It's a Hagrid beard. That's pretty nerdy.
It's nerdy, but it's not real. So that's the hard part. I want to thank everybody.
Fake beard.
I can't either. Not when it's best beard, but I do want to thank everybody for coming and joining us today on the cast and waiting for us to go. I know we went a little late on this. We're about the same time that we normally would have gone on stuff. So I hope you guys had fun. You enjoyed it. Please hit that subscribe button. If you're not already a subscriber, we're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers now. So we need as much help as possible on YouTube. To make it even easier, if you're not a subscriber on Twitch, we need 29 people over there, 28 people. So it would, you'd make us very, very happy nerds and geeks if you came and hit that follow button. Once again, we're not asking for money or anything like that. You just got to do a little click on something free and geek out with us and nerd out with us. Let's talk about where we can follow everybody. You can follow our producer, Jack Malice, at Jack_Malice on Twitter. Where can we follow you? Mr. Nudie Rudy.
You can follow me at Nudie Rudy on Instagram and on Twitter. And please make sure to follow the official Malice Corp Instagram as well. Got lots of content there for you.
So, what about you, Zorro?
Well, first, I'd like to point out that I am still undefeated. At IC Zorro on both Twitter and Instagram.
And Igor, where can we follow you?
Harris_Doubledon on twitch.tv and PlayStation Network, if you like. And this fine little newscast that actually doesn't care about Logan Paul.
Super.
Follow me on Twitter at SuperHoobieAndNut. And it's going to be good times coming up. Supernatural's back, so parties happen and we're all raring to go.
Okay. And then you can follow this cast at Malice Cast on Twitter. You can follow the website at Malice Corp. You can follow us all over the place on Twitter. All the links and descriptions are in the descriptions below. Click on those. Go follow us. Go to the Twitch channel. The links are there as well. You can follow me on Twitter at @mest_malicecorp. I appreciate you guys coming and joining us. We are sorry about the hiccups that happened at the beginning and made us go a little bit later. Please come back next week and have some fun nerding out with us. And
don't forget to like, subscribe, follow on whatever you're at.
All that stuff. Check out Battle Mage Brewery in San Diego. Check out Turbo Comics in Idaho. Sky High Comics in San Diego. Go to your local places. Take care of them. Make sure you have fun and enjoy your stuff. But thank you so much for coming, and you guys keep nerding on.